The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
This is Jordan Secular.
This is Logan Secular. Welcome to Secular Brothers Podcast. We're back, the two of us together. Together again. It's good to be together again. That's the Muppets. It's from the Muppets. The second Muppet movie, Muppets Take Manhattan. I think it's from Muppets Take Manhattan. But we're back, the two of us together. It's a Tuesday. There's a lot going on. You somehow, I think you were at a wet market on Friday night, from what I heard. I was getting texts. You're like I was like, what are you guys doing this weekend? You're like, I'm at a wild game night.
I was at a wild game night on Thursday.
Okay, that sounds like, yeah, exactly. I don't know, for most of us, that sounds like something straight out of Wuhan. No,
at my country club. Oh. How's this sound?
Yeah, okay.
At my country club, we have a men's dinner yearly.
Okay, all these things are checking bad. I feel like you can't, I don't feel like you can do a men's dinner anymore.
You have to be a man to go. And yeah. We come together to eat delicious rare meats.
Again.
And wines.
Okay, rare wine. Okay, yeah, but the wines.
Delicious,
like,
wines, I don't know if they're rare.
They're from the blood.
High quality.
Bat blood wine.
Yeah, I was about to say, are there bats involved?
Yeah.
You know, by that third course, you're not really sure. But
you don't know. It's just like gelatin on a plate, and you're like, it's tuna.
It's still got a southern kick to it. We're in the south, so I mean, you know, okay. A lot of wild game for us is quail.
Gotcha.
You know, your birds, your fowl.
Any possum?
No possum. There was
armadillo.
Definitely venison involved.
Yeah.
And a sushi station. It's a little raw fish.
Okay.
So, yeah. There was a bit of a wet market.
The sound of it was.
And there was a live fish tank.
Could you pick?
Not yet.
Not like a
was just Red Lobster, Jordan? Were you at
Japan,
Red Lobster?
They have that. In Japan, you go fishing, like in this restaurant.
You do the fishing.
It's just like out of a little tank. Pretty big tank, actually.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be.
Yeah. And then you pull up, and if you want that fish, they'll tell you the price of that one, because there can be like ultra rares that are very expensive.
Oh.
Or like regular price fish. And then you can prepare it. They'll prepare it a bunch of different ways. So you've literally cut its head off.
I mean, you are torturing right this fish, because you're like, you know what, you're already in captivity. We could easily just scoop you up and say, this is the one I want. But instead, you're like, let's hook them.
See if that's the fish you want.
Throw it back into the big tank.
Next time it gets taken by someone who's got a bigger budget.
They should do that at Bass Pro Shop. They should do that when they have the big tank. They should have
When they have the expositions. Like, look how good this bait works in this tank. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, because those fish have nothing to do.
Yeah, they're pretty bored.
They're willing to bite onto that.
Yeah. Or if you go to the world's largest Bass Pro Shop in Memphis, the tank is enormous.
Big catfish.
Yeah. Huge, huge fish.
Mostly catfish, right?
I don't know if it was mostly catfish.
Like river fish.
They serve a lot of fish. Also.
There's bass in the tank, some brim in the tank.
Bass, brim. All that stuff people just bite right into.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember. We had wild game. We had a wild game charcuterie platter, Will and I did. At the Bass Pro Shop on top of the pyramid.
Yeah, wow,
if you ever been to Memphis, Tennessee, there was a pyramid, which was an arena. It's where Tyson Holyfield, I think it was, maybe Tyson Lewis, was. A lot of wrestling events.
The MGM.
It was huge. It was like a big fight venue. Well, times had moved on, and they made it into the world's largest Bass Pro Shop. And the story they tell you while you're there is that Bill Dance was out. Bill Dance, historic fisherman, who wasn't just the lobby when we were there. We got a picture with him. Was out fishing, and they said, and he was fishing with the head of Bass Pro Shop, and he said, if we break the record today on the biggest fish caught, we're putting the Bass Pro Shop in that pyramid. And then they did. and they built it. And in this giant pyramid is a forever nighttime Bass Pro Shop with a hotel I've stayed in.
And you look out into the...
Your hotel room looks into the Bass Pro Shop. Again, it's forever night. There's no windows. And then there's a big elevator that goes to the top of the pyramid, and there's a nicer restaurant up there. Below, there's a bowling alley and like a sports bar kind of place. The top, there's this higher end restaurant, and it made me think of it. Will and I had like a wild game. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it had some hog on it. I think it had elk, and it had venison.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's the hard hitting news for today. I just had to bring that up. I had to remind myself to talk about your wet market weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know.
That's how they market it at the country club. Come down to wet market weekend. Registrations are limited.
Well, registrations are always very limited for the men's wild game dinner.
I'm sure they are.
You get to dress up formally?
Formally?
Well, not
tails?
Not tails.
Okay.
But I will say that someone who works here, who was my guest, wore an ascot.
Well, I feel like he's got a lot of them. I don't feel like... You didn't wear an ascot.
No, but my guest did.
You wore a vest.
My guest did.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay. You're asking what I wore?
Yeah.
You know, you do agree he wore an ascot.
Oh, yeah. I assume he has a bountiful amount of them.
I wore a nice blazer with a big pocket square.
Okay, so not formal.
No, it men's country club form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Business casual. Almost.
Country club. Is what we call it.
It's that whole story. That,
don't I relate.
Mean, I've never been invited to wild game nights. So I don't know.
I don't know if it's something you really enjoy. It. Put a sport coat on.
Okay, that is a negative. I did get a bright orange. Get a big bright green metallic sport coat now. It's pretty cool. Got it for St. Patty's Day.
We had gumbo made out of a frog. You have some frog?
Frog, okay.
These are all things you could
eat. Are all like Apopka's finest foods. Like, I don't know why... Well, this is big game night. This is just like a weekend in Central Florida.
Wild game, not big game.
Okay. See, I want it to be like Rogue and like elk. Was there elk?
There probably was elk.
There probably was.
Yeah. There was a lot of meats.
Like, did they bring you the meat or was it?
There were four courses, but before the four courses, there had to be 20 different kinds of meats going around.
Like just on a...
Like Brazilian style? Like different, over no, like they were just like
in different kinds of appetizers that were being served to us.
Okay. All right. So it was like a plated...
I sound like I have a nice life.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm just an everyman.
Yeah.
I drive a truck.
You drive a very large truck.
Yeah.
I have gone to many of those kind of dinners where it is that you're not even sure what you're eating. No. And you're like, I'm paying enough for it. Let's just cross our fingers. The gelatin tuna always is what's on the plate. I feel like they're always like, it's tuna. And I'm like, but why is it sliced this thin? How did you even do this? How did you make it to look like a beet? But it is what it is. I make Will laugh with that. Will, what's in the news? Anything good?
Well, our our vice president, as we talked about on Seculo, has shown her disdain for conservatives, but also how much she loves water policy.
Yeah, she doesn't care for conservatives. Doesn't like the water. At the same time, you got like 50 feet of snow in California. You got Michelle Obama running for president, probably. Think that's going to happen? I think it's going to happen.
Maybe one day. I don't know about this time.
No.
I just don't know. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
I mean, here's a question. So we have the Republican debate scheduled in August. If people are going to jump in to the Democratic side, because as of now, I assume that the DNC is not scheduling debates.
No, not yet.
The presumption is, though, that Joe Biden, they don't do them.
No, even if like there's like a couple like Marianne Williamson,
if you have an incumbent,
they'll set a poll number that's so high they won't ever reach. And
so the question is, when does would Biden have to?
What does he have to declare?
Declare to where if he's not going to, it doesn't destroy the DNC.
I believe it's May, and it's for April or May, and that's because the fundraising you've got to be able to
of this year, like so in the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So because that's what I'm saying, if we're hearing all these words...
Because you got to put together so much fundraising.
Yeah. If we're hearing all these kind of versions of, was Michelle going to get in? Is this person going to get in? I feel like you have
Once
to give
Biden's
those people...
Once I don't think anybody's going to say any of that again.
No, I think you're right.
To them, and again, not to upset our base, they think he's the Trump slayer. Mm-hmm. So if Donald Trump's going to come back, even if he's going to be basement Joe Biden, they think it worked. And again, don't hate me for saying that. This is what the left thinks. Mm-hmm. They think, don't put someone unknown... Put someone like Joe who makes his mistakes and kind of blahs around but isn't, honestly, even people, are they even that angry at him? you know, outside the conservative world, just Americans, I don't know if they're even blaming him for the problems. I don't know if they think he's in control.
No, I
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people say, oh, inflation, it's only because of Biden. I know the conservatives understand that, and liberals also understand that. But the average folks, we don't know yet where they're going to go yet.
Yeah, and I felt that
oftentimes
way.
Oftentimes they don't vote. They did for Trump once. They didn't as much the second time. And they certainly didn't come out for Republicans in the midterms.
Yeah, and I went to a comedy show this past weekend, and it was Brian Callen, who's a comedian, who you know from The Hangover, you know from The Goldbergs. But he's kind of known as more of a libertarian, kind of publicly. He's good friends with Rogan. He's The Fighter and The Kid. And that audience, I feel like, specifically, though, when polled by the actually by the opener, like, who's Trump fans here? I think it was like 90% of the crowd. They talked about, in a comedic way, sort of the referendum that came post the Roe versus Wade overturning and how that all worked out. And this crowd sort of weaved their way through this conversation. But it was pretty interesting to see, because you're right. I feel like that though these people who are largely, I'd say, like your Rogan kind of conservatives.
Right.
I don't know if they're activated for midterms. I don't know if they're activated for primaries yet. You know, the politics
Rogan
doesn't.
Said he would definitely vote for Trump over Biden.
Politics don't necessarily define them as people. It's right. Just part of the conversation.
They're so anti-woke, and they've realized that the people who are actually pro-free speech are not who they thought they were. Those guys thought it was the left that was pro, really, freedom of speech and shock and ability to have those podcasts and say what you want and still be successful, but to be controversial. And then they realized, wait, no, it's the right that actually might not agree with us, but actually protects our right to say it. It actually cares about protecting our right to say it.
Speaking of that, did you see the conversation yesterday that broke out on Twitter between Elon Musk and a current employee on Twitter?
Oh, what was this employee complaining about?
Well, he was unsure if he had a job. It was a conversation that went back and forth about, hey, I've been trying to get in touch with HR, and I've been locked out of my account for a week, and I don't know if I'm employed. Neither does, whatever. I don't remember how many people that are on my team. And Elon just decided to keep it public and kept the conversation going. He's like, what do you do here? And he's like, well, if I say that, I'm going to have to break my confidentiality and I need a lawyer to tell me. He's like, it's fine. Tell me what you do here. And it went like over and over this conversation. I mean, it's hysterical to read where he's like, okay, explain to me what that part of your job is. Tell me how you've done things better. Have you been working while you've been able to log in? It goes through all of this stuff in a way to kind of show the hypocrisy of what's happening.
Yeah.
And then it ultimately ended with him posting just like the Office Space video of like, explain what it is you actually do here, like that whole conversation. And I think that's how it ended.
Like, guy probably doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah, it's not like the guy didn't have a job to begin with.
I mean, he was locked out.
Not begin with, but the conversation. Yeah, the last thing was, what would you say that you're a people person? And then he put in a clip from Office Space. The first one, he put, dear Elon Musk, 9 days ago, the access to my work computer was cut. Along with about 200 other Twitter employees. However, your head of HR is not able to confirm if I'm an employee or not. You've not answered my emails. Maybe if enough people retweet this, you'll answer me. See, 20,000 retweets. With that, I will say the API crashed yesterday in Twitter, and it was one of the biggest blunders they've had. He made a joke about it. Elon did. He posted a clip from Madagascar where they showed the crash, the plane crash that stranded them in Madagascar.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what Twitter was like today. So, I mean, at least acknowledging it. And I think people do like that because it's like, acknowledge your faults when things go wrong. And yeah, he responded with, what work have you been doing? And he would put, I need to break confidentiality to answer that question. If you have your lawyer share in writing that I can do so, then I'd be happy to discuss that. It's approved. You go ahead. And then he went through all the different things that he does. He even said something. His last one was, we haven't hired design roles in 4 months. And then the last question was, what changes did you make to help us with the youths?
He's the best troll.
Oh, it's so fun. It's fun. I'm curious how the platform is going.
His lawyers must love him.
Yeah, taking
confidentiality off the table.
Taking all HR matters, put not only dealing with them on Twitter, like DMs or something.
Public
platform.
But I would love to do that with some people I know.
Yeah. But
don't we all?
Yeah, I think everyone feels. The thing is,
he does it. He can do it.
He can do it.
Because he is the richest man in the world.
He's back to being the richest man in the world, too, right? Didn't he got back up there for a moment he dipped.
To what, number two?
I think he dipped to Bezos?
To the Sultan or the Bezos?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up.
Bezos, you said a new yacht he's got.
No.
Okay, this yacht is so big. Okay, get this, right? It has a 250-foot vessel that accompanies it. Okay?
Okay, so...
His accompanying
like
vessel...
Like a mini boat.
Okay, but the mini boat is a yacht in itself.
Yeah.
It holds his helicopter, the toys, like the jet skis. It's a landing pad so that guests can just come right out to the boat. You don't even have to take like a dinghy out. You can just... But his is more like a sailboat, so he couldn't put the helicopter pad on it. So literally...
What a life.
These climate change
guys... That's even to the point
These climate change guys I'm talking about, they want you...
I wouldn't even... I mean, look, I like nice things. I got no problem with anyone doing whatever they want with their money. I wouldn't even have the foresight to be like, I need to be able to get my helicopter on this sailboat. How are we going to do this? I got an idea. I'll buy another boat.
Yeah.
How big of it? Huge. Like as big as you can imagine.
Big enough to storm helicopters, yeah. Land them, and all my toys.
And it's just going to like follow my sailboat.
Right.
For the heck of it. Just a security detail on there.
Yeah.
Stock it with
toys.
And champagne.
I'm sure. A lot of champagne.
Espresso martinis flowing everywhere. So Elon did drop it to these. He was the second richest, which actually is pretty interesting, to Bernard Arnault, who is the president, CEO of LV. Yeah. And
which owns like every brand.
Yes. I kind of didn't expect that, though. I know the richest man in the world that would be.
Think about that.
CEO of...
He owns Cartier. He owns every watch brand. He owns every designer brand.
Well, owning and CEO is a little different, though.
That family runs it.
Yeah. Because I think of, like, Bob Iger.
Incredibly wealthy. No, that's not wealthy. How this is set up.
I'm saying incredibly wealthy, making tens of millions of dollars a year.
That's not how this company's set up.
That's what I mean. Like, when I think CEO, I don't think richest man in the world. I think of running a giant
corporation. No, this is his family's business.
Yeah, he's also founder and chairman, so...
Yeah. Founded this.
Yeah.
So he conglomerated all...
Man. 74.
Very fashionable.
Younger than I thought.
Very fashionable.
You know how you feel younger than you thought you'd feel? You need to check out our friends at Centurion Labs. They got lots of products that are going to help you. They're going to help you. You feel better. They're going to help you stay well.
80 degrees where you live right now or 12.
Yeah. Whether you're in Southern California, Snowden, or whether you are in Russia, Edward Snowden. Is that funny? That's funny, right? That's a funny joke. Centurion Labs has got you covered from Snowden to Snowden. I don't know if they want that as their catchphrase, but I want to say it anyway. You need to check out their products. We've really enjoyed working with them. If you're looking to strengthen your immune system, they got great products, including Defender Immunity Boost, which I've used. It's excellent. And there's also Defender PM if you want to help sleep. They got cough products. They got products if you're expecting a child, a lot of prenatal stuff. Take a look at all the products they offer. They're made in America. You get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use the promo code BROS, B-R-O-S, to get that discount, get that 20% off, and check out their products. Great stuff. We've enjoyed working with them, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, like Katy Perry says. I don't know. Check it out, Centurion
what
Labs.
What did she say?
When you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no.
Oh,
you're
okay.
In and you're out.
I get
you're
that.
Up and you're you down. Said, you're wrong says. When it's right. You're black okay. And it's white.
See, I go to men's wild game dinners. He quotes.
I was front row at Katy Perry a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry. Remember when she went out, though, for the L.A. County mayor, for the one who was the Republican the day before, then he turned to a Democrat just to try to get votes?
Yeah.
Remember he went out and Chris Pratt?
I don't think she's a Trump type.
No, I don't think so, but she was like a Chris Pratt conservative. Chris Pratt, Katy Perry, those who come out and be like, you know, L.A.'s kind of a mess.
Yeah.
I dropped a pen. L.A.'s kind of a mess.
A pin in a radio studio causes, it's like.
It's, well, it, yeah, if a pin drops in a radio studio, it felt like.
A tree falling.
Yes. It is what it is. But no, you, so yeah.
Chris Rock taking it to Will Smith finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
So, if you watch.
I was sick. Those people were like, oh, but he took the. High road. He took the high road. No, he finally delivered it in a way
what
that
he
was,
did was
hilarious.
Who's going to pay me the most to finally say
so
what?
That live Netflix was cool.
It was cool. I enjoyed it. So if you don't know, Chris Rock.
He's famous.
He's famous. He's been a successful comedian for most of our lives. You know, his first
actor.
Original HBO specials were just unbelievable. Came back. I saw him work this special out about a year ago.
With the Will Smith part?
No, he didn't do most of that. He didn't. That's this was the first time he's
that was a
ever
surprise.
Done. Yeah, and everyone knew they paid him. By the way, Netflix paid him, knowing
that was going to be part of it.
This was part of it, which was he was finally going to address the Will Smith thing, and he waited. You know, there's teases throughout the whole special, yeah. Which, by the way, is an excellent special. Obviously, if you're easily offended, do not watch. But intensive, he talks about some pretty hot button topics. Talks about the woke stuff. Talks about
his abortion stuff.
Abortion so he stuff.
He's like, yeah, I'm pro-abortion for all you women. Yeah, freedom of choice, freedom to choose the autonomy. You should be able to abort them. But let's be honest, you're killing babies.
Yeah.
And you should be able to kill them until they're like four, until they get a first report card.
Yeah.
So he takes it and goes that South Park way.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to Bill Burr's special. A lot of them are talking about life. It's coming up a lot. It came up with this conversation.
The Roe versus Wade kind
of. The Roe versus sort of did that. And you have a lot of these comedians who are definitely taking they're not a pro-life
much
point
more
of view,
nuanced.
But a way that at least is a bit more scientific, if you will. So he does that, leads it all the way up till you get to the last 10 minutes. And I mean, I was watching it. I went to that comedy show the night it aired. So I watched it just like an hour after it happened. And I watched the whole special. It got to that final 8 minutes where he just eviscerated Will Smith. Who, look, we all grew up with and all consider to be...
Chris Rock said that.
One of the best of all time. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of almost all of his work. So it does kind of sting a little when you're like, oh, man, this is... Will Smith is someone who I love. I mean, we were watching Aladdin over the weekend with the kids and being like, oh, Will Smith is so good in this. And, you know, he's been a year since the slap. The Oscars are this weekend. And, yeah, he took an eight-minute just slugfest and not hold back. It went pretty far.
No, I like how he said, he's like, people are like, well, why don't you do something back? He's like, well, if you look at me, I'm Chris Rock.
Yeah.
This is a man who does movies without his shirt on, who played Muhammad Ali, who just slapped me as hard as he could.
Yeah.
And I was without any notice.
Yeah, Chris Rock, not a big man.
He took it like a man, too. Yeah. He didn't. He just shook his face off. And
no, I don't. I think all. I think a lot of us would have gone down.
I think a lot of us would have been like, you know, security.
Yeah,
he got none.
Yeah, no, immediately. And they, you know, the Oscars are going to try to recover from that this weekend. This is going to be
because he's banned. Will Smith.
He's banned, and they have put in like all of this security detail. And a lot of people are like, it's not going to happen again. Like the best thing for them would be another person gets slapped.
God,
because if that's why you're watching, you're like watching NASCAR for the wrecks. It's like NASCAR, at least the wreck's going to happen again. The next race, there's going to be another wreck. The next Oscars, they're not going to be like, how dare you, Jimmy Kimmel, and come out and slap him.
Yeah, like Kanye's going to win something and Taylor Swift's going to go up and slap him.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be an interesting.
I don't know if Kanye's up for anything.
I don't think so. I thought that was a weird poll, but I know that you were referencing the VMA.
The past.
Yeah, rest of the old
he
VMA.
Was one who loved to storm the stage, didn't hit people.
Yeah, we didn't think anything of that then.
He didn't get banned.
No, I mean, I was watching the
kids. And I like the stuff about Jada. Like,
I was watching this.
He was just taking it all out on little Chris Rock.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. But that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. I'm sure the Oscars, it's going to be every other joke this weekend. It already was.
Who's hosting it?
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting it. And they said that. They actually put out a very funny sketch of Jon Hamm as his character at Maverick interviewing Jimmy Kimmel, and it is actually Jon Hamm is always funny. He's great. So that's a funny sketch about
good
that.
Good looking man.
He's a good looking man. Good looking and funny man. It's a combination that you're like, God, and a great actor.
Yeah.
So my kids were singing the Coca-Cola theme the other day, like the old 70s.
Now say that Jon Hamm found that.
And now I'll think about, all I think of is thinking the end of Mad Men. I'm like, oh, dang, it's the end of Mad Men. Hey, kids, watch this scene from Mad Men. That's what I do. History of the World Part 2 also started. You know,
did it
Mel
start?
Brooks, yeah. Mel Brooks.
It's just one at a time?
It's four nights. I think this is on the night three tonight.
I was like, wow, I could do a little.
And they're 5 minute, you know, sketches essentially.
They're only 5 minutes?
Well, the whole episodes are 30 minutes, but they're
five minute
history. And you know what? It's nice. It's nice to see Mel Brooks style humor.
Is it not woke?
No, it definitely parodies a lot of it, but it's more of the, it's more of the slapsticky fart joke kind of Mel Brooks, which is kind of fun to see. You don't see that very often.
No,
you
see, like my kids need to learn good fart jokes.
You see Shrinking and you see like Ted Lasso and those shows that are excellent comedies, but they also like hit you in the gut.
I know,
love.
That's so emotional.
So emotional.
Stop.
This is the opposite
of that.
That's
why I like Succession. Those people have no emotions.
There is a Charlie Daniels reference within the first minute. which I like, because they do the Civil War is the first thing that happens. There's a fiddle player and a guy yells, "Play Devil Went Down to Georgia."
Oh, that was a funny line that Chris Rock had about the Emancipation movie.
Yeah. He flubbed it, though. It's the only time you knew it was live.
He did flub it. He tried it, and he kind of forgot he was live.
I know. It was one of those moments of like, oh, man.
He said edit.
He said, yeah, I forgot that, and then went back, and he was pretty good at, though, like, resetting it and then hitting the joke again, because most comedians would have flipped it.
I think most people live don't pay attention to that, and then it was a hilarious joke.
Yeah, it was great. The whole thing was great. The whole show was excellent.
Yeah, and he's actually – Dave Chappelle's a little angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock's still funny.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle preaches at you. You know, by the
end,
you're supposed to, like, feel convicted at the end. I feel like Chris Rock, it's still jokes.
And he's got that face.
And
he's got that look on his face.
And
like,
he's got an amazing team. Again, I was in the room when they were workshopping this. They did it here in Nashville at Zany's, which is a club that holds maybe 250
it's
people.
It's a serious business.
It's a tiny club. Yeah, he has, I assume this is pretty public. He's got writers he works with. A lot of them love to do. But he's got guys, and they tell you this beforehand. There are people that are stationed throughout the small 200-seat club who are there with notepads, taking notes at every joke he's delivering, what hits, who's laughing, who's not laughing, if people groaned. There was a large portion of his show about, honestly, about sort of his infidelity that didn't make it on the special.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Yeah.
He talked about his divorce, a new relationship, that was it.
That was it, and I think there's probably
about his kids a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's why. I think they're in the audience going, this isn't landing. So it's pretty interesting. I know that's not necessarily what people listen to this podcast, but as someone who's fascinated with sort of the art form of it, to see someone crafting that, and they've been crafting that special for a couple of years at this point.
Comedians are just having like a moment like DJs had.
Well, it's the last great, really the last free art form where you can go make your content, put it on YouTube. Yeah. And
which features a lot of,
and there's no filters, no censors. Yes, obviously Netflix has a censor, Amazon has a censor, but for being such big companies, they allow them to get away with a lot of things. It's one of those. Tucker Carlson actually did a special that was on Fox Nation called "The Death of Comedy," and it, I watched it. It was one of the, and it's got a lot of great names in comedy that actually came out and did a Tucker Carlson special, which is wild. And it talked a lot about that. It was pretty good. I encourage you, if you have Fox Nation, to go watch that. Again, if you're easily offended, do not. Fox also, I mean, they put clips in there that I'm like, wow.
I'm not easily offended.
I'm not either, but I know a lot of people are not even easily offended, but are just, if you're can get offended, they put clips in there for
something. Yeah, comedy is not for you anyways.
Yeah.
And when I say comedy, I mean real stuff.
Yeah.
Not,
there are some great people who do clean comedy. But
no, there aren't there. That's true. But this Chris Rock is better. I mean, he just is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a classic voice at this point.
That's true, too. And his whole demeanor is hilarious.
Speaking of classics, we got to tell you about our new friends at Birch Gold. That's right. 2022 was the stock market's worst year since 2008. That's a fun way to start. Worst year since 2008.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, I see some real estate. I've had some issues the last year. Inflation is hamstringing our economy and our savings. And if you've been following the news, you know the Fed keeps raising interest rates because it's the only tool that can keep inflation under control. And it ain't working.
No, I mean, they're talking about almost 10% now. Right now it's at 5. So they're talking about going up to 10. So we know this administration is addicted to spending. They don't spend when it's necessary, like East Palestine. Turns a blind eye on the ramifications. Just keep printing the money. And then your savings lose money because when inflation goes up, the value of your dollar goes down. That includes the value of your savings account. So you can hedge inflation by diversifying and owning gold from Birch Gold Group.
That's right. Birch Gold is the foremost authority on precious metals, IRAs. That's right. They're going to help you convert existing IRAs or 401ks into IRA. Take your IRA and turn it into gold. And here's the best part. It's tax sheltered. To learn more, text BROS, BROS. That's right, bros. This is the phone number you got to text. 989-898. Should make sure I read that right.
There's an easier way to say that, Logan.
98.
How do I? 98.
989898.
989898, as Will said. I'm sorry, Will. Maybe, you know, I don't see numbers like that together in a line often. So, 98. Yeah. 3X that. 989899X98. Yeah. And receive a free info kit on diversifying into gold.
A+ rating for the Better Business Bureau. Lots of satisfied customers. Check it out. Text BROS to 989898. Text today.
Or 989898, as Will said, right? Yeah.
Whichever way.
Yeah.
Just make it
clear. 1998 is a great year. You can remember it. It's one of my favorite years.
I drove.
You drove in 1998. The NWO Wolfpack was at full strength in 1998.
Punk rock Goldberg was dangerous.
Yeah, it was right on the cusp of the pop punk movement.
But you could still see them at like good venues. And by good venues, I mean trashy venues.
You see, Blink had to cancel the tour. Not the American tour, but they canceled their first leg of the tour because Travis had to have hand surgery or finger surgery.
Really, what'd he do?
I think he broke his finger.
Skiing?
No, I think drumming. I think just oof, just too hard. Plays. Yeah, I mean, the man plays. So he had to have that fixed.
See, he's a Kardashian now.
I know. I love it. I love it.
The crossover?
I don't know why. It like makes me happy.
It's fine for Tim.
Yeah.
The other two, that would have been really
no,
weird.
Well, like Mark is like, you look at his wife, she's like super normal. I'm like, well, this checks out. His wife was posting at the wedding.
Yeah.
Of like, I can't believe I'm in this room. Like, right, I liked
like
that.
All the Kardashians.
With all the Kardashians and everyone. And it's like, you know, Mark and at the time, I don't think they were talking to Tom, but now everyone's back together.
Is Tom married?
I don't know Tom DeLonge's marital status. I do know at the Katy Perry show, she talked a lot about Tom DeLonge to the point where I felt like the audience was like, who are we talking about? Because she was just talking about at this time with the balloons were crossing. This is just right after the balloons crossing. She's like, Tom DeLonge was right.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun to see.
It was quite a moment for alien folks.
It was a lot of people in that show were our age, but a lot of them were like people who are a little bit younger, and then people bringing their kids who are a little older. And she's like, what is she talking about? Who is this man?
It was Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. She's talking about the Warped Tour, and everyone's like, what? We're talking about the Warped Tour?
Yeah, is there a Warped Tour?
There's the Warped Cruise, I think. I know. Doesn't that say it all? That says it all. When you know there's the Warped Tour cruise.
It's like a gutter punk reunion.
Yeah, it's not. But they do that giant festival out in Las Vegas they did this year.
Yeah, that's still not hard enough.
We were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's aimed at one step down.
I'm more of the, you know, real dirty stuff.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
You know what I mean.
Well, like the when we were young this year.
More raw.
Before it became Good Charlotte.
Yeah, like give me... the Misfits, give me No Effects, give me just Op Ivy, give it all.
Yeah, I'm looking at this lineup for this year's
Squad 5-0 documentary ever released?
I don't think it's ready yet. Jordan and I are in a documentary about a classic. I don't know if you call them they're like a ska band that turned glam rock, but for some reason
this was also the early 2000s.
We got invited to be part of their documentary because we were big fans, and it was pretty cool. And hopefully it comes out soon. I'll take a look. See if you're right. Yeah. That. I think I know if it came out.
You do?
I mean, I'm connected to those guys. They know. All right. Well, this one's off the rails now. We need to get out of here. Oh, yeah. Jordan and I have a big important meeting we got to go take care of.
Then we'll eat some.
Which sounds like a way a dad would say he's got to go to the bathroom. I got an important meeting I got to attend to. Oh, look at that. See, I like when I make all of them.
I've got to eat some. Eat some questionable meats.
I know. You're still feeling it.
Yeah.
That wild game night, man.
Started eating raw stuff.
Oh, that's your new thing? Is that your version of the Jordan Peterson carnivore?
No, I'm not doing that.
You're like, I just want to eat raw meat.
They do that on Instagram video, a lot of people.
Is that like a challenge? The raw meat challenge?
No, that's just how they eat every day.
Who?
These like workout people and Peterson lovers.
Wasn't there the guy, the liver man, who was like a...
He was fake.
He was a fraud.
Yeah, he was fraud.
Yeah. He was like, look, I don't do anything. It's like, other than steroids.
Other than illegal steroids. Yeah. And probably implants.
Not even the fun stuff, you know?
No. He would eat like, you know, cow balls.
Gotcha.
Raw.
That's too far.
Yeah. But he did.
And look at him now. He's on Cameo, probably.
Oh, he's still huge.
I mean, he's huge.
A scandal doesn't really... He's still huge at Vegas. People love to bring him at a Vegas pool party because he wears like a loincloth.
Those are called day clubs, Jordan.
Yeah.
If you know this, they're called day clubs. I've been educating these guys on the day club lifestyle.
The day club lifestyle.
Yeah. Not that I've ever attended, but I follow.
Maybe you'll get to a Liver King one.
Maybe. I'm trying to take Will to go see Marshmallow. All right, we'll wrap up here.
I like s'mores.
Chocolate.
Graham.
Chocolate. I prefer the graham cracker. It's the best part. We all know this. The other's too much work.
I don't want to burn.
Who wants an open flame? The only open flames I like are... I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to stop because it sounds bad. I was going to talk about 24-hour... Never mind. I'm going to stop. I don't know. The Mirage got a beautiful flame. Volcano. I'm going to stop there. That's what I meant. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.